GeV antiproton, gamma ray excesses and the $W boson mass anomaly. Three faces of $60 to $70 GeV dark matter particle, by Cheng Rui Zhu et al. For the newly discovered W boson mass anomaly, one of the simplest dark matter, DM, models that can account for the anomaly without violating other astrophysical experimental constraints is the inert two Higgs doublet model, in which the DM mass, MUS, is found to be within approximately 54 to 74 GeV. In this model, the annihilation of DM via SSB bar and SSWW caret asterisk would produce antiprotons and gamma rays, and may account for the excesses identified previously in both particles. Motivated by this, we re-analyze the AMS-02 antiproton and Fermi-LAT galactic center gamma ray data. For the antiproton analysis, the novel treatment is the inclusion of the charge-sign-dependent three-dimensional solar modulation model as constrained by the time-dependent proton data. We find that the excess of antiprotons is more distinct than previous results based on the force field solar modulation model. The interpretation of this excess as the annihilation of SSWW caret asterisk, SSB bar, requires a DM mass of approximately 40 to 80, 40 to 60, GeV and a velocity averaged cross-section of 0.10 to the power of minus 26, cm cubed S1. As for the gamma ray data analysis, rather than adopting the widely used spatial template fitting, we employ an orthogonal approach with a data-driven spectral template analysis. The fitting to the GeV gamma ray excess yields DM model parameters overlapped with those to fit the antiproton excess via the WW caret asterisk channel. The consistency of the DM particle properties required to account for the W boson mass anomaly, the GeV antiproton excess, and the GeV gamma ray excess suggest a common origin of them. This was GeV antiproton, gamma ray excesses and the $W boson mass anomaly, three faces of $60 to $70 GeV dark matter particle, by Cheng Rui Zhu et al.